That's pretty sweet, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. Let's go. Amen. Guys, thank you so much. You know, as I was here and prepping and going over things this morning, you know, we were planning on continuing on in the series today, and I've been struggling all morning. I've been hearing God say, "Lay down what you prepared, and speak what I'm telling you to speak." And so, I love preparing the messages. I love the process of preparing the message. I love what God does in me personally. What God, I love the whole process of it. And I got to be honest with you, it's very difficult for me to set down what I've prepared. And I've asked a few of you, I heard this morning God calling Matthew, stop. Stop and hear from me this morning. So I wanted to, if we could go to the very last slide. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would lead this morning, Lord. I hear you calling, and I'm having trouble getting out of the way. Lord, I've been having trouble all morning. I'm having trouble now. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit would be speaking into the hearts of your people, Lord. Would be speaking into the hearts of the people who don't know you yet. Lord, we pray that today would be a day of salvation. Would be of salvation, of justification, of coming to know you once and for all. And of salvation, of sanctification, of growing in you. Of having you take more of our lives and us surrendering another piece, Lord, that we're holding on to. So, Father, as we move this morning, I just pray that you would love deeply and we would be ready to receive your love. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you for the power of your word, Lord. And I just pray that you would speak to us now. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand for the reading of the word. We're out of 1 Samuel this morning. And we're in Romans 8, starting in verse 1. "Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." Amen. Please be seated. Is there an area of your life that you're living in bondage? Is there something in your life that you do not want others to know? Is there something that's there that you're having trouble looking at yourself at times in the mirror? Are there times when you're going to bed and you feel the weight of that sin, the weight of that junk on your mind, on your heart? What's the biggest lie in your life right now? What's the biggest lie in your life right now? I've been thinking about this. And one of the questions that came to my mind was if we were to go and if I was Mr. Reporter and went on an investigation and asked your friends and your family members, what is this person like? What would they say? What would they say if we went in and we asked person after person, those who know you best? Because right, those who know you best have seen you at your best and at your worst, haven't they? What is this person like? And then I had that question of what would Jesus say? Because I sometimes think that we think of ourselves and we define ourselves sometimes outwardly by what we want to be true, and we define ourselves inwardly by the fear of who we think we really are. But the scripture says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And guys, I want to encourage you, as we are listening to the words of the songs today, that past, I wrote it down, one of the songs that had, I am free, free at last to Jesus. I am free of my past in Jesus. And one of the things that I just have heard the Holy Spirit saying, God saying to my spirit is, we do not have to be in bondage to our past. And I know that some of you are living in bondage. And at times we've all been there where we've been living in bondage to the sin that's in us. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Do you know you're free? Do you know you're free? As you look back at your past, do you hear the truth of what Jesus is saying when he says, this is who my son, this is who my daughter is? Because the world is going to say a lot of different things. And some of us live from our wound. The wound of our past. For some of you, the wound is fresh. It's not that old. Might be a week, might be a year. For others, the wound is decades old. What was done to you. So often, as I hear testimony, I was talking to a few friends this week, and one of the things that kept coming up was things that happened in childhood defined who the people were today. 60, 70 years old, still being defined by the wound of childhood. And something happens when we're wounded, doesn't it? We have a certain response. We either get tougher so that nobody wounds us again, right? Or we believe the lie of the wound and we live as a prisoner, fearful that what was done to us is now contaminated our lives and it's who we are. And I want to encourage you, in Christ Jesus, we are free. Free from that bondage. For what the law was powerless to do, verse 3, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, so that he condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Guys, we don't have to live according to the lie. In Christ Jesus, we can live according to the Spirit of God. And the word gives us an understanding of what the Spirit of God is saying. The world says a bunch of lies about who you are, about what you've done and what's been done to you, and that being your identity. And it's a lie. Because verse 5, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the sinful nature desires. What's your heart desiring, guys? What do you spend time thinking about? What do you want out of life? What are you in love with? Guys, what are you in love with? If you're to look at your life, what do you love? Is it God? Is it knowing Him? Is it knowing His goodness? Is it that joy that we have when we realize I'm not defined by my past? I'm not defined by my wound. I'm not defined by the lies of the enemy, the lies of what people have said. I'm not defined by those things. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The enemy does not want you to experience peace. He doesn't. And as Christians, if we come in and we understand and we are living in the truth of our identity in Christ, the enemy has no hold over us. We're free from the bondage of the lie. In Revelation 3:1, it says, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Guys, what is the biggest lie in your life? What's the biggest lie in my life? The enemy wants us to live as though that lie is true. And when we do, when we buy into what the enemy is saying, something happens inside of us. And we can't. When we live according to the lie, it is so hard to hear what the truth is. Philippians 3, 7 through 9 was another scripture that God was putting in my heart. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found of Him. Guys, there are so many things that we want to say, this is what is to my gain, and we're to say all those things we need to put aside. Everything that is not the truth of Christ and who He is. We need to live according to the truth of the Word of God. And There are certain things that are hard to give up, aren't there? There are certain sins, there are certain emotions that are so close and so a part of us that it's hard to move past. And I just really felt like God was asking me to share this and the definition of who we are does not come from any other person. I grew up in a very abusive home. And that that defined me for so many years. The pain of thinking that I deserved the way I was treated. The lie that, Matthew, this is who you are. I just start sweating just thinking about it. It brings so much emotion. And there is such a joy, guys, when the truth is revealed that I am a child of God. I am not what was done to me. And my hope and prayer is that God will be speaking to you. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I've been feeling all morning that God is saying, we need to experience freedom. We need to experience freedom in Christ Jesus. And there are so many who are still living in bondage. And guys, this is different than what we do and just don't do the wrong thing because God has something better for you. It's experiencing who we are in Christ Jesus. It's living according to the truth of who we are in Christ Jesus. When that happens, guess what happens to marriages? What the enemy was just destroying and breaking down, something happens in a marriage when there's a truth coming from the truth of God's word of who we are in Christ and who I am. And now I'm not trying to prove or do or get my way or now I'm able to love. There's in life where we, at work, where we're not trying to establish our worth by what we do, but we're living out Christ in us. We're living out our love of Him and our newness in Him. Guys, we won't argue anyone into the kingdom of God. We won't be good enough to have others say, I want what he has or what she has. It's not about what we do. What we do comes from who we are in Christ. And I just want you to hear those words. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you have had the enemy bringing about your past, whether it was what you have done or what was done to you, and that is separating you from living who you are out in Christ and from experiencing His goodness. Don't allow the lie of the enemy to be able to control you anymore. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Walk in step with the Spirit. Live according to the truth of His Word. Guys, I realize I'm all over the board here. And I know that I really believe that God is doing something special here. And for that to continue with God working through us rather than around us, we're going to have to be freed from the sin that so easily entangles. And my hope and prayer is that we stop trying to get it right and we start living in the truth of who Christ says we are and who He has made us by what He has done because we couldn't do it ourselves. And we have a new identity in him because of that. And from that comes our freedom. I want to end with that question. What's the biggest lie in your life right now? And if that lie is coming from the enemy, about a lie about your identity, renounce it. That is not who you are. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And it needs to be called out in the power and strength of Jesus Christ. We're a new creation in Christ. The old is gone. The new has come. And the power of God is in us, guys. And that means the things that we used to live for, we don't live for anymore. The stuff that used to condemn us and stop us and bring all those feelings of guilt, there is no condemnation anymore if you are in Christ Jesus. If you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Guys, it's good. It's good to be known. And everything else we can just consider loss. It's loss compared to the joy and the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to set down? My hope and prayer is, this is a little different than going through 1 Samuel. But my hope and prayer is that God is speaking to you. That you will experience the joy. Guys, joy can't be taken away. That we experience the joy of Christ in us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are a God who does not leave us the way we are, Lord. Thank you so much. Father, I thank you that you are a God who breaks into our world and loves us right where we're at. You don't ask us to jump through hoops so that you can love us. You don't ask us to change the stuff in our life. You just love us. And because of that love, we're unmasked. Lord, it is so unnerving to be unmasked. And yet, when it's being unmasked by you, it is such a blessing. Because we realize we don't have to cover up. We don't have to try and be something we're not. Father, thank you that you are good. I pray that you would bring your true identity in us to the forefronts of our minds, Lord, that the truth of who we are, a new identity, a new life, that this life in Christ would not be religious activity, Lord. Protect us from going to church and doing good things and that being it. Father, there is so much more in you. The joy of your presence, Lord. May that joy be experienced in a new way. Father, we pray for a spiritual covering over your people here. We pray for spiritual freedom in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I pray that any bondage, any lies of the enemy would be seen for what they are and be discarded. And Lord, that our people here, our family, would be free to stop trying to be right by what we do. And Lord, that we would be filled with your holy presence and be transformed. And the word of God would be as food and water to us of what we need most and what we look forward to and what we find comfort in and what we enjoy and what we are nourished by. Lord, we pray for our community. We pray for those, our next door neighbors, our neighborhood, those at our work, Lord. We ask that you would love them well through us, that we would be your ambassadors in ways that are not fake, that we would be real with them, that we would share our journey with you and our burdens with them, that we would not try and be the perfect Christian, and there's only one, and that's Jesus Christ, who's perfect. And Lord, would we pray with each other that we would come alongside each other in our brokenness and encourage each other in the truth that there is no condemnation. There's no condemnation for those who are in you. Thank you, Father, for your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.